Hi there, it's Ronald speaking. Who's that?
Well, my name is Johnny.
Hi there, Johnny. I was at your shop yesterday morning, and I've got a little bit of a complaint. I was standing in the express queue.
Yes.
Okay, now that's 10 items or less.
Yes.
Now, there was a lady in front of me in the queue. She had a dozen eggs and a loaf of bread.
Yes.
And she was in front of me.
Yeah.
But that's 13 items. It's more than 10.
Yeah.
So she should not have been in the 10 items queue. She had a dozen eggs. That's 12 items plus the bread. That makes 13.
No, but we scan it as one. That's a dozen.
No, but for me, that's 13 because then I called the cashier to tell her to leave the queue and the cashier said, no, she can't tell the lady to leave the queue. So I had to wait behind her now and I only had one thing in my hand.
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. I will find out about it. Because you got a dozen of eggs and a bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that makes 13, if you count it, Moss.
Yeah, but when you ring it, it says 2 items.
Okay, but when I count the eggs in the tray, it says 12. So I'm counting 12 behind her, and I've got one can of baked beans behind her.
Yeah.
Mm. We need to move forward with this one now, Johnny.
Yeah.
So how are we going to resolve this, Johnny? So in future, if I have one item, and they have 13, must I just stand behind them?
No.
So then
like I'll just double check with my regional manager because what I know is when you got one dozen, it's one item. So, but like what you said, I'll take it with them and find out.
Yes, so you're going to find out from your regional manager if it counts for 12 items or for one item.
Yeah.
Because I need to know going forward, because I need to know in future if I'm buying one thing, I need to know if I can push past her.
Yeah, no, that's why I said that I'll just find an answer from my original
thank you
for this, and then I'll phone you again.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah. East Coast Drive with Fat Joe.